week we catch up with Musselbrook Shire Council, and this morning we're catching up with Mayor Martin Rush, who we heard on Friday has announced his intention to retire from the role. Martin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well this morning, Jess. No, I have announced that and sometime before the end of the financial year. And thank you to listeners and the community generally for the support over the last 12 and a half years. I hope I've made some measure of difference.
And so, as you just said, you're going to be retiring at some stage before the end of the financial year. Are you going to be moving on to anything in particular? Or?
Well, one of the curious things, I think, about country mayors in New South Wales is that the mayoral allowance is only $24,000 a year. It's not very much.
No.
And one consequence of that is that we all have to have jobs. Mine has been as a lawyer, and although I've been a bit more part-time than I'd have liked, this will allow me to go back to doing that full-time. Yeah. And I'm quite pleased about that in many respects, but I'm certainly very pleased and honoured, privileged to have served the last 12 and a half years in this role.
Yeah, and most definitely closer to when you are going to be officially retiring from the role. We'll have a chat about the last, you know, few years with council, which have been huge.
They certainly have, and I think the whole of the 12 and a half years has been pretty big. And that has its upside. It also has its downside in terms of managing change. But nonetheless, I can say overall it's been enjoyable.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, there's certainly plenty of other things going on as well. On the weekend, the outdoor pool at the Musselbrook Aquatic Centre was open, which is fantastic news.
It is back open. The first of two projects that are going on simultaneously at the Musselbrook Aquatic Centre. The first was really the only one to begin with. That is the indoor pool refurbishment, which includes some things I won't go into detail about, but will or Rod will in future programs. But the outdoor pool was added on, and the reason for this is because COVID hit, and we thought, because we were given advice that the pool was likely to be shut for 6 months. Now, it ended up not being shut for 6 months. We were allowed to reopen them. But we thought we'd take that 6 months to also refurb what is the oldest inland pool in New South Wales, and almost 90 years old. It's not had a big makeover in almost the whole of that period. It's essentially a new pool that's down there. Mm. It's been completely relined and reset, in fact, with the hob taken off and the wet deck added. It's all access. It's been tiled, shade structures added, and a whole lot of other works that I won't go into detail about. It is open, though, for free for a week or thereabouts, so please go and take the opportunity of having a look at the work. I think you'll be pleased. Some of the heritage items also reset and refurbished as well.
Yeah, so far as what I've heard from people over the weekend, it is looking fantastic, so I'm keen to go check it out myself.
Thank you. Certainly brought to a very modern standard.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, also, we have spoken this a bit over the last few months because it has been happening and it's coming up again. Work on the two railway bridges in Musselbrook.
It's going to be inconveniencing, particularly in Lower Bridge Street and for traffic flow through the town generally. The dates are from 6:30 a.m. Tuesday the 9th of Feb to 6 p.m. Friday the 12th of Feb. As I say, there will be some inconvenience, but essential maintenance work on the rail track network.
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, of course, school has been going back this week, so school zones are in force.
They are in force, and there's always some issues every year. These things are very important. There's two aspects to it. First, of course, the speed zones, but secondly, the parking zones around the schools. These are important to maintain for child safety, particularly pick-ups and drop-offs, maintaining those critical site distances. And just making sure that people are being responsible when making these drop-offs.
Exactly. Well, Martin, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.